Hello, hi, and good morning. Welcome to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point, presented by 70% Complete. Hello, today I am your host, Phil, as I am always, and today we have a point to get to. The gaming news point, it's a mixed bag. We can call it that. Today I want to talk to you, dear listener, about artificial intelligence. I'm not sure if you caught it. I don't know why you would, unless you are quite online. NVIDIA has released, side-by-sides, they have released something about their next version of DLSS, which I can only... it's pretty bad, folks. DLSS is a, AI-style upscaling thing. Don't at me. It's kind of technical, and as you know, I do not prepare for this show. I simply show up with a topic, so I will be wrong, and I don't want to hear it. It is an upscaling technology of some variety, and what... typically what it's been doing, for me at least, is making some really awful looking artifacting in Steam Deck games. So it will do frame generation, I think, and it also does visual stuff to up-res it to 4K or to a different resolution, and then just generally try to quote unquote make the game look better. Two differing levels of success. Like I said, the Steam Deck stuff I've been seeing is that it's doing upscaling weirdness to where when I was playing 2023 hit video game Fort Solus, the email screens were unreadable. Even when fully zoomed in, I could not read them because it was doing some weird stuff to their thin email font that just made it a blurry mess. I thought for a while that it was just they were letting you zoom in on this email screen that is a placeholder because it was a small indie game that just simply did not have all of that stuff there. Turns out there was messages I was missing because of the upscaling. So, hey, the DLSS fucking crushing it. But they released new stuff this weekend, I think. I'm not quite sure when it hit. But showing off their new version of DLSS. And there are some ghastly images coming out. Because basically what's happening is they've kind of threatened to do this for a while now. But it seems like they finally did it, folks. NVIDIA has added so much AI to their video games or to their DLSS stuff that it has completely altered what a video game looks like. There is a side-by-side image going around of Grace from Resident Evil Requiem. I don't know if this is... I hope it's not an official image from NVIDIA. My God, imagine. But it is a different character model. Full-blown, if you look at those faces, Grace got yassified, which is nuts. The thing that stands out the most is that obviously she has a slightly different face structure, but the DLSS stuff just fully added makeup. She just fully now has YouTuber makeup influencer level of stuff going on. And it's nuts. And then the second one that I saw that I really enjoy is in the new Indiana Jones game, Indiana Jones in the Great Circle. Someone turned on this new DLSS, took some screenshots, and it did the wonderful thing where, as DLSS does, it kind of changes the lighting so that you can, for reasons, and it changed the lighting, and it just fully altered Harrison Ford's face. And I just love it. Like, just imagine for a moment the hubris of being a technology company making billions of dollars off of the AI grift. And you think, ah, yes, the last bastion for us. Let's do video game upscaling for our graphics cards. But you know, as the creator of those graphic cards that have also reached a level of diminishing returns, that, like, there's only so much you can do. So instead of, like, doing a good job of, like, making it look slightly better or acknowledging that your technology is, like, better in different circumstances, you inject AI into it in a way that fundamentally alters Harrison Ford's face in probably one of his most well-known, like, second most well-known roles of all time. Like, it just doesn't look like Harrison Ford anymore. What are we doing here, folks? Like, why would you do that? Like, why, I guess the broader question here is, why would you create a technology that fundamentally changes the artwork of the experience that you are trying to enhance? Like, where does that come from? Like, is that just, like, an excessive amount of hubris? Like, it's very difficult to look at that and not immediately have the stellar bladification of video games in a way where, like really think about, like, how far away are we from, like, no clothes mods and clean mods just being a part of the DLSS AI experience? I'm not terrible hyperbolic here, but, like, they're fucking coming for your cheat codes, bud, and, like, Copilot is in video games now. Like, they're showing it off at GDC. Like, AI is coming for games. And I think that this is, like, the thing that people who were on the forefront of this, when they're shouting down the finals, when they're shouting down Arc Raiders, when they're even, like, shouting at Expedition 33 for their pilot usage of AI assets. Like, this is the end goal. Like, the end goal is that really dumb demo that Ubisoft gave, you know, 2 years ago now, I think, of the programmatic AI dialogue trees. And then you throw that into all of the nonsense of Microsoft showing off how you can make game levels in AI. They're all bad, but it doesn't matter because the kids like Roblox now. And I think this is the thing, is that as you allow Arc Raiders to get away with this, as you allow the finals to get away with this, as you allow Expedition 33 to get away with this, as you allow the vibe-coded video games in Steam to get away with this, you are incrementally chipping away at the wall between AI and video games. And every little instance of being okay with this is one step closer to it only being this. This is kind of where we're at now. And I think that's like the real grim state of this. Because, second story, as we would like to lump in real world events, I saw a post on Blue Sky from Chuck Wendig, noted science fiction author, that in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, they are now adding AI training pilot programs and training for kids in schools. As he jokingly posted about, God, no, we don't want to have kids having phones in the classroom, but also we will teach them the lying machine that will explain how to kill themselves. So I think as you kind of look at AI moving forward, you know, there's talk of certain companies going public, which is never usually a great sign of a company that is having meteoric success. So you have that going on. You have all of these different things about the AI being put into the schools. The technology is being fed in really poor ways into other applications, you know, like video games and their yassified filters into, you know, plenty of fun stuff. When was the last time you saw a good Coca-Cola ad, folks? And we've now gotten to the point where, okay, if the product is not good, like if the product is not successful in a way that is making me oodles and oodles of money, the next step is, well, what if we put it in front of the kids? Because if we put it in front of the kids, then the kids will have it, and it'll always be a part of them having it. You know, that's how I got hooked on Wikipedia, is it was there when I was a kid, and now here we are. Encarta got me hooked on the encyclopedia. And so I think you're starting to see the bubble that we have talked about for 2 to 3 years now. It is getting quite close, because now we're relying on government contracts. You know, weird that OpenAI, the pro-human, not-for-profit, not-for-anymore, is okay with their AI being used by the government. Turns out, I bet government contracts are probably pretty lucrative. And so, you know, it's becoming embedded in the government because that's what tech billionaires want. It's being embedded in the schools because that also is what tech billionaires want. You get them hooked early and then they stick with it. Or you simply teach them not to be curious or interested in research, and guess what? There you go. So I think that in general, we're like really having a tough time with the AI. And the funny part is, if you see those side-by-sides of DLSS, go look at them. They are hilarious. But the scarier part is that, you know, even if it is funny, we can't let it continue forward like this. Like, this needs to be ridiculed. It needs to be shut down. And we need to have a very strong stance about this. So, you know, because otherwise they're coming for your kids. Fuck that. No, thank you. That seems like a weird thing to not, you know, have consent as a parent. Whatever. But yeah, hey, happy Monday. Tuesday? Oh, happy Tuesday. Oh, happy Tuesday. The week's almost done. All right. Have a good one. We'll catch you next time, and see ya.